What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Today we are talking fantasy monthly awards as well as a dynasty trade. Let's go.
Jordan open. Chicago with the lead. Bryant to Shaq.
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life. He's going to go.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Podcast presented by Hoopball. I am Mitch Casey, your host, and you can find me on Twitter at BallBoysNBA and on Instagram at BallBoysFantasyBasketball. And joined with me as always, Callum Mack, the Fantasy Guru. How are you, mate?
I'm doing well, Mitchy boy. We're talking awards. I'm excited about awards. This is probably one of the best ones there are, considering it's the first month of the season.
Yes.
The only best thing outside of this would be the playoff time of year for fantasy. But yeah, look, let's get into awards. Let's do it.
Yeah. So this is our fantasy awards. So obviously we are talking a few different categories there. We're probably going to do this every month or so and just check in on the previous month's action and how everyone's going. And obviously being the first month of the season, this is everything up to date so far. So it makes it fairly easy and maybe obvious, but we will be checking back in the coming months to see how this progresses and if we get some double ups as well as the season goes along. But before we get there, we've got a trade that we want to talk about. This is coming from the Ball Boys Home Dynasty League, and it's a trade that involved yours truly. And Callum, I want to get your take on it on air. We're going to break it down and sort of see what we think, who won, who lost, or whatever the case may be. But the trade is basically this. Isaiah Stewart and James Harden, bit of a weird pairing there, traded for DeJounte Murray and Domantas Sabonis. I was on the side that received DeJounte Murray and Sabonis and gave up Harden and Stewart. What are your thoughts on the deal, Callum, as a person who's also in the league?
I think there was a winner. I think there was one clear winner, in my opinion.
Who's the winner?
And I'm going to have to take you back. I'm going to have to say you did a good job. Kudos.
Yes.
Kudos, Mitchie. DeJounte Murray and Domantas Sabonis, they're both very young assets. Just to clarify, Dynasty League is when you obtain them, you have them ongoing indefinitely for seasons to come. So you can trade them, you know, next year, 5 years, 10 years from now, they are yours. They're young guys and they are really good fantasy assets, both of them. They both put up points, rebounds for, you know, DeJounte Murray for a guard is quite good. Also assists, both of them probably not ideal in threes. So maybe you are going for a bit of a punt three build there, Mitch. I'm not too sure. But at least they're still are serviceable. They get about one a game. So I think that's a good win. James Harden is obviously on the decline. He will still be he's still going to be a good fantasy player for the next 2 or 3 years least. But he will be on the decline when the other guys are on their incline. Isaiah Stewart, from what we've seen so far, we were high on him. He has been a bit of a bust this season. He still is young. For all we know, maybe he's going to end up being a bench guy. We don't really know that at this point in time. He's playing for a shocking team. Maybe he signs a contract somewhere else. I like to think that he can bring back what we thought he would do, and just a 10-10 with a block and a half. That is good in fantasy. But from what we've seen this season, it has been a bit of a letdown. So for that reason, you got two solid guys on the rise, outside of a bit of a spin the dice and Isaiah Stewart and someone on the decline and James Harden. So kudos to you.
Thank you. Look, I was pretty happy with the trade myself, obviously. That's why I proposed it. But I think the key here is that the team that I traded with is a team that is currently winning our league at the moment, and they're going for the win right now. So the team is super competitive, and obviously getting a player like James Harden does suit their team very well. You're right. I am trying to make a pivot in my strategy and going with punt threes, punt points, and a punt free throw percentage build. So obviously James Harden, as good as a fantasy player as he is, you know, he probably will still end up being a top five fantasy player this year. Isn't that as valuable in that kind of a build? I still wanted to get good value from him. I wanted to maximize his value whilst he is putting up these numbers. So I think that, you know, I would have used in that kind of build, you know, done a James Harden for a DeJounte Murray swap kind of almost straight up. But I'm very happy to get a Sabonis in there as well. For Isaiah Stewart, who has the potential, he's obviously the youngest guy in the trade, but, you know, youth isn't always everything when the talent might not be there. I sort of tried to capitalize on a couple of good performances recently with Kelly Olynyk out and tried to maximize his value. Made a little bit of a spin on the trade chatter there to say that he's bouncing back. And he might, you know, for all we know, he might come back and use this time to consolidate his time there. But like you said, on a really bad team, say the Pistons get like the number two pick, they might go ahead and draft Chet Holmgren and sort of he's then their starting center and Isaiah Stewart goes back to the bench role. So it is hard to know with those kind of teams, and it is good to get sort of those proven guys. Both are 25 years old, so still lots of their prime left to go. And I'm very happy with that trade. So let us know what you thought of that trade and which side you were on. Obviously, I think it works well for both teams and what they're trying to do. My team is a bit more middle of the pack, but I think with this trade and the change in direction, I do think that I can compete this season in the playoffs, depending on the matchups. So we will see how it goes and keep you guys updated. But let us know if you have any trade questions or trades that you want us to evaluate and decide whether you won or lost or what the impact is down below in the comments on the YouTube channel. Let's get into the monthly awards. We're going to start off with the main award straight off the bat. Basically, this is the Fantasy Player of the Month, previewing our Fantasy MVP. Who have you got for winning this award, Cal?
I have my guy, Steph Curry. I think he has been the MVP so far. We were both very high on him pre-draft. Yeah. We did say Nikola Jokic was he was the unanimous number one pick, and he should have been, rightfully so. He was the best in pretty much every single punt strategy last season. And he still is maintaining it. Look, he is the second ranked guy.
He deserves a
mention here. But yeah. Steph Curry, for the first month, I think takes the crown. He was killing it. We told everyone, in my mind, he really just should have been a unanimous second. I said, look, maybe you could consider James Harden. But me personally, I was always going to pick Steph Curry at number two. And Steph Curry is absolutely outperforming James Harden at this point. So if you did take James Harden second, you would be regretting it a little bit. That does hurt a bit. But Steph Curry, for me, fantasy MVP for the first month of the season.
Yeah, look, you're not going to get much of an argument from me. I think it's pretty obvious he's currently the number one ranked player on Fantasy Basketball. Like we said, first month of the season, it's going to be fairly obvious. But yes, he is someone who was drafted sometimes in that third or fourth slot with Giannis and James Harden there as well. I got him third in our league. I was very excited to see him there because I too would have taken him at two. I was a bit closer than you were. I did consider James Harden with those assists and things like that, but I did then go back and say, okay, you know what? No, Steph Curry is the safer option. We don't know what's going on with Kyrie Irving. So I think Steph Curry was my number two player preseason, and I'm happy with where he's at. I do want to give a shout out to a few other guys that have very impressed me and have, you know, come up a lot in the rankings. Shout out to Carl Anthony Towns, Paul George, Chris Paul, and LaMelo Ball, who are all top six players. And all of those guys are very much outperforming their draft position. I think for me, the most surprising there was Chris Paul, who just keeps getting it done. You know, what? How old is he now? Like 37? Is he 37 or 38? Yeah, look, he's just he's a fantasy darling. He just performs those rankings so well with the percentages, the turnovers, the assists. But, you know, I will see him coming back later on. But for now, congrats if you drafted him. Now you just got to hope that he stays healthy for the whole season, like he has done for the last couple of seasons. So anyone else that you wanted to give a shout-out to, Cal, for the Player of the Month award?
I mean, look, if we're doing that, then I'll have to give a shout-out to the seventh-ranked player and my guy, Jimmy Buckets,
yeah,
24 points, 5.5 rebounds, 5 assists.
I think he can,
2 steals.
I think he can basically stick at this, though. I think, yeah, and we did say that of the second round players, he was one of our favorites to target in that second round. I think we had him basically as the 14th. I had him 14th on my rankings list after the sort of the Big 13 and Beal and Paul George, and got him in a lot of spots there. Unfortunately, not on our home team where I had one of the higher picks. So, yeah, pretty obvious one there. Let's move on to the Fantasy Rookie of the Month. Who have you got? Again, maybe a bit of an obvious one.
I do. I think it is an obvious one. It is a surprise to me, though. I didn't see this coming. It's got to be Mobley.
Yeah.
Mobley for me. Evan Mobley has really jumped out of the gates here. No one really expected it. I almost drafted him in our draft, Mitch. I regret not getting him now. The blocks have been awesome. He's ranked 55 is what Yahoo's telling me right now. 1.5 blocks, 1 steal. So those defensive stats are awesome. Good percentages as well as a big man who can hit free throws. You know, 15 points, 8 rebounds. He even gets some assists in there in 2.5. He's just a net plus everywhere, everywhere. And that's why he's at the rank that he is in. Some annoying news that he will be out for 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
He obviously won't win next month
Not.
Terms of the Fantasy Rookie of the Month. So someone else will take the crown. But he has been the surprise of the season. This will affect his stock for the actual Rookie of the Year race in real life. So
yeah, that does sound.
We'll look, maybe some other contenders will rise a bit, but for now, he is my number one.
He has impressed me so much. I think I've showered him with praise on this podcast before, but it really can't be said enough. I think he is one of the most impressive rookies we've seen in a long time. I know that there was comparisons for him to Anthony Davis in his rookie year, and I think those comparisons are spot on. And you know, Mobley even has a better passing chops than Anthony Davis has. He's probably better at seeing the court and playmaking as well. So I think that it's very early, and I might be being a bit reactionary to this, but if I was to redo our rookie dynasty rankings, I think I would put Mobley at number one now over Cade Cunningham, because he really is a unicorn fantasy player, and his real life on court impact is impressing me. He's playing power forward. He's not even playing as the center, which I think is going to be his best position long term. So playing next to other big guys, and he's still getting his rebounds, still getting his blocks. He just looks absolutely like a menace out there on the defensive end in space and at the rim. So I can't say too many more high praises to Mobley. I think he's just a generational talent. So easy pick for me for Rookie of the Month for the first month of the fantasy season. Anyone you want to...
I'll do some shout-outs.
Yeah.
I will do some shout-outs. I do have my guy on my fantasy team and Scotty Barnes. He has been performing really well. Not quite as good output as your Mobleys of the world. But Scotty Barnes, he's still up to 85th overall rank. Really good field goal percentage. That has really helped me. Surprisingly good free throw percentage. He's actually been bumping me up there too. So about 51% in field goal, 79% in free throw on reasonable attempts too. Yeah. So 16 points, 8.5 rebounds, 2.8 assists, 1 steal, 0.5 block. Like, he really is producing all around except for threes. We did kind of expect that he wouldn't come into hit some threes. So if you can cater that, if you have a point punt threes team, maybe it's a guy you want to trade for that reason.
Yeah.
I'm pretty high on Scotty Barnes. He was my runner up Well, yeah, what's your thoughts on Barnes?
Yeah, I think he's clearly the runner-up as well, like the 85th ranked player on Yahoo at the moment. We didn't expect him to be scoring this well early on in the season. The comparisons were Draymond Green and things like that. This might sound ridiculous, but I think he's closer to a Giannis than a Draymond Green in terms of like his athleticism, his playmaking, his defense, and also his ability to score. Like if we compare him to Giannis's first season, he's miles ahead. And he's got the body type. So, look, I know it's hard to compare him to Giannis, who's one of the best players ever to play, so I'm not putting that kind of pressure on him. But just in terms of, like, the eye test, do you get a bit of Giannis vibes from him? I get a little bit. Giannis light.
Look, I hope that he's listening to this podcast, because he was compared to a two-time MVP, one-time finals MVP.
Defensive player.
I'm not going to say he's that great, but look, he's super big, super long. Those arms are pretty crazy.
Yeah.
He can guard kind of anyone as well, just like your Giannis's can do. I'm really high on him. I feel like he can hit free throws. So in terms of his fantasy output, I think that's a pretty big bonus as well. I would expect maybe him to run some more plays, get some more assists as the season progresses. Maybe he'll get more trust from the coach and Nick Nurse. But yeah, I really am quite impressed with what he has done for the season so far. And I'm happy I got him, happy I drafted him.
Yeah. I think he's another person who I think would probably move up my board because he surprised me in a few areas in my Dynasty rookie rankings if I was to redo them again. So let's move on to the next pick. This one, we'll see how we go. Maybe a little bit less obvious, but who is the sleeper pick of the month for fantasy basketball?
Look, I'm not going to get too carried away with what I've seen in the past week or so. It's got to be Miles Bridges.
Yeah.
Has to be.
He's been
an absolute runaway. He's still kind of, he had a couple down games there, 10-pointer, but he's still producing. Like, he's still getting awesome steals, blocks. For the season, he is currently ranked at 17 now. So he's dropped a little bit from his number one rank over the past maybe 2 weeks. I think he was leading the league, but he's just one of those guys. He's not hurting you really at all. Like,
yeah.
Field goal 45%, that's okay. Free throws is pretty good. 2.5 threes, you know, 22 points, 7 rebounds. His assist there, 1.7 steals, a block a game. And the turnovers, if you care about turnovers, I mean, 1.6 for that kind of, for everything else in terms of that package, pretty damn awesome. That would be amplifying his rank a fair bit in terms of 1.7, having that the low turnovers. But for me, he has definitely been the sleeper. I wasn't even considering drafting him. His preseason rank was on the 87. Even within the top 100, I probably still wasn't even looking at him. So he has surprised me entirely. I wish I could have given you guys the heads up. We didn't. We failed you there, but we have given you other good pointers, I'd like to say.
Yeah. Look, he wasn't on our sleeper list or anything like that, which is unfortunate, and it hurts the ego a little bit, but... he's been absolutely outstanding, and I would agree that he is the very logical choice and someone who I think can keep this up, basically. Whether or not the ranking stays inside the top 20, maybe not, as other players get better and you see that ranking starts to change with better players who were struggling. But a couple of names I want to throw out there who are honorable mentions are Al Horford, who's actually ranked above him at the moment and was also around that 80. He was the 85th pre-ranked player on Yahoo. I also want to give a shout out to Harrison Barnes, your boy Mo Bamba, who was a 99th pre-ranked player, who's currently sitting at 23 right now. And also Jonas Valanciunas, who is the 11th ranked player at the moment, who was pre-ranked at 55. So a lot of players, look, it's early, but this is the, you know, sleeper pick of the month. Okay. And of this month, those players definitely deserve a lot of recognition. And, I think if you had any of those players at the moment, you'd be sitting pretty well in your league at the moment. So, shout out to those. Anyone else you want to show a specific mention to?
Look, I'm happy with those. I'm happy you got my guy Mo Bamba, 26th ranked. He is on my team. 1.1 steals, 2.5 blocks, 1.6 threes. That is a unicorn right there.
That is a fantasy and real life unicorn for sure. Let's move on to the waiver wire pickup of the month. A little bit harder to define because obviously, you know, in some leagues he might have been drafted, but I guess in general we're looking at a player who you wouldn't expect to be drafted 100% of the time and might be, you know, preseason ranked well outside of that sort of stuff. Who is your pick for the waiver wire pick of the month?
Look, I've gone with Cole Anthony, and I've done that based, I've decided to look at the preseason ranks. He was ranked 196. So like, he definitely would have been drafted in some leagues, in some deeper leagues. Some guys might have been keen, but based on that preseason rank, it does tell me that the majority of you guys weren't drafting him.
Yeah.
And for that reason, the output he's done, I mean, he has been so hot. He's maintained it. He had another awesome game where he 29 and 11, great percentages in that most recent one. But for the season, I mean, 20 points, 6.5 rebounds for someone so small, like that is quite shocking. Yeah. 5.5 assists, 1.2 steals, like the three pointers as well. Like that's five categories right there that you're getting really good positives. He's currently ranked the 30th. For someone to do that, and he's just alpha dog in the whole team. I think it looks like it is kind of his team right now.
Yeah, man.
Weirdly, he pretty much is the number one option. Like, I feel like, yeah, it is his team. And Suggs has been terrible. He might go to a bench role if Fultz comes back. We don't know.
You can't. What's happening there?
They might ease Fultz back, but he is looking like the alpha dog. Yeah. So, he is my MVP for the waiver wire pick of the month.
Yeah, you can't be benching him after what he's done. You can't, like, when Fultz comes back, it's definitely not him that's going to go to the bench if he's still playing like this. And I do agree with you. Again, first month of the season, so it all is pretty obvious. But the 30th ranked player right now, like you said, 26 and 6 basically. You know, decent percentages. The steals are over a steal a game. The threes are there. Just putting this team on his back right now. And yeah, again, not one I saw coming. Although I did draft him in a few of our mock drafts, and I always paired him with a Markelle Fultz. Definitely not expecting anything like this. But yeah, he is someone who deservingly is going to win our fantasy player pickup of the month. A couple of names I want to throw out there. Grayson Allen, who is currently sitting 43rd as the 43rd ranked player, who was preseason ranked in the 290s. Definitely didn't see that one coming. Obviously, hot shooting, a lot of threes going on, taking advantage of a few injuries at the moment. And another C Anthony, Carmelo Anthony, who has been lighting this world. He's starting to cool down now, but still sits as the 62nd ranked player. When preseason, he was at 229. So definitely someone who I do want to give a shout out to. Anyone else you think deserves an honorable mention?
I just had Melo on my list for an honorable mention, and yeah, you already touched him. But yeah, look, he came out of the gates red hot, that's for sure, shooting over 50% from 3-point range. There was a point where he was about the 30th ranked player, but he is dropping down to earth a bit now. Yeah. I would still hold on to him and see what happens. Look, LeBron's still out.
Yeah.
Even though, look, they still kind of played pretty well together, but yeah, Carmelo Anthony is my runner up because I didn't see this coming.
No.
I didn't see him.
And it's not going to
continue. Well, we know he can score, but like he really did work on that spot up 3-pointers, and he's been hitting a lot of them. He's been about 3 a game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I don't think, it's definitely, I can hold on. I'll give you one of these.
Yeah.
Guarantee he's not going to be finishing this high. And like I said, I think he was in one of our sell high shows. Anything in the top 100, you take it, in my opinion. I do want to give one more shout out to Alex Caruso, who is the 66th ranked player. And preseason, he was just inside the top 300 on the back of all these steals and solid assists, as well as some decent percentages. And his helping my team as one of the pickups that I made early on in the season win the steals category every week. So shout out to you, Alex Caruso. That will do it today, guys. Tune in the next month to see who the next month's fantasy awards go to. Again, if you have any questions, any trade questions, any ad or waiver wire questions, make sure you drop it in the comments on the YouTube channel. Make sure you head over to the Apple Podcast section and give us a 5-star rating on the title show. When we get to 30 reviews, I think right now we're at 21. We need 30 reviews. When we get to 30 reviews, that's when we're going to be doing a Q&A podcast, answering all your questions as well. So if you want to get your questions answered on air on the podcast, head over and give us a 5-star rating. We would very much appreciate it. Otherwise, if you're listening on YouTube, subscribe, thumbs up the video, and we'll see you guys next time. Laters.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate
corporate megastores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.